Your mic's off.
What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestle Hogs Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Well, we don't have DC here. Hey!
He's bad, y'all. I was trying to send this tweet out. Huh?
Are we good?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yeah,
I was trying to tweet, but when I tried to send out the tweet, it took my video off. So that's my bad.
So unprofessional, man. This is the Wrestle Hogs Podcast. I'm True.
I'm Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
And we're coming to you from the Wrestle Hogs Podcast pages, man. Make sure to subscribe to all our channels. Make sure to follow all links. Make sure to stay tuned to everything. Yo, I gotta really do something different for our intro, man. This is really looking unprofessional.
But you got shirts behind you. What are you talking about? Unprofessional.
Professional. You in a closet.
I'm in the comfort of my own home, chilling. I got the big couch. I got Raw on TV.
I'm at the in-laws.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be the cuss this early, but see you in a closet. Like what? Yeah.
Pause.
Technically, yeah. How y'all fellas? Hey, we got to fight, bro. We can't do this stream yard no more. We got to run the fair one. See, you in a closet. I feel like
I'm doing really good, man. Just ready for the Royal Rumble. I didn't even realize we was talking about it earlier. We didn't even realize the Royal Rumble was this weekend. I thought it was like next week because Saturday night event just happened.
Isn't it usually the week before the Super Bowl?
Usually, yeah.
Oh, I guess the Super Bowl is next weekend.
Yeah, technically, yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, I wasn't a Broncos fan, so I'm not even paying attention.
Real quick. How do you say yes in Spanish?
See, you say you know that?
Fox!
Man, I had to shut my camera off.
Hey, I'm going home today. Right.
We'd have started off on professional. This dude doing dad jokes.
Well, that man. I don't know how I feel about this Royal Rumble this year. Like, I'm not entertained by it. I think it's the time that's messed me up. I'm like, bro, I don't feel like watching a Royal Rumble at 2:00 in the evening.
Yo, we was just talking about that before you popped on because we were supposed to do a watch along. Oh, it's gonna be like a birthday party. What do you want me to order, like cheese pizzas and get some Capri Suns?
Yeah, I don't feel like getting drunk at 2.
Right. Who does that? Like, this whole doing over everything over in Saudi Arabia is like throwing off the whole mood. Like, I'm used to the Royal Rumble coming on at 7 p.m. We got a few libations going. We got some wings, some tequila. Nah, not at 1:00 in the afternoon, bro. It's like a birthday party.
That's brunch, ain't it?
Y'all keep talking real quick. I'm about to send out this tweet, so my camera going to pop off.
But, yes, it is brunch. We can do mimosas, a charcuterie board, do some real
charcuterie board is crazy.
Yeah.
No, man, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it this year. Even when I'm trying to think about like my predictions, I'm like, who do I even pick in this one?
Who's
then also, I mean, it's not no bad options in it. It's just like, am I still interested?
I'm not.
We're getting close to WrestleMania, and I'm still a little bit confused on what's kind of going on.
Oh, you mean WrestleMania replay?
Oh wait, why do you say WrestleMania replay?
Huh?
Why do you say WrestleMania replay?
Because. When is the last time we had WrestleMania in the same place twice?
Facts.
WrestleMania replay.
Facts. Man, yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I would let it go once again.
I mean, Vegas last year was lit.
Oof. But I don't know. Every time I think about it, I always think about how people say they can't afford it.
Right. We'd be like, going you need for
20 bands to go out there.
Yeah, psych.
Yeah, what man. We
go, rather sit in a bar and watch it.
Matter of fact, we might have to go find Najee. He does live there now.
He does live there.
Oh man,
party with him,
man. Well, what's I mean? So far, man, looking into this Royal Rumble, man, like, what's your prediction on like what could happen this weekend?
A whole bunch of charcuterie. I mean, we could see something as wild as Dominic Mysterio winning the Royal Rumble. We could see
a whole bunch of what?
Chicanery.
What is that?
I was running with it. I didn't know what he meant by it, but I was going with
it. I used charcuterie board, so chicanery sounded good too.
Okay.
Right.
But we could see something as crazy as Dominic Guerrero winning the Royal Rumble. We could see something as crazy as Roxanne Perez winning the Royal Rumble.
Ooh.
I mean, shoot, we could see Sol Ruka winning the Royal Rumble.
Who's cooking, bro? And then he threw in Sol Ruka, and then it's like, all right.
I mean, Jordan Grace is rising to the top. So, I mean,
man, I don't know. I'm still kind of confused on who to pick on my end. Like, I always want like an underdog to like catch me off guard. Like last year, we had to win with Jey Uso. Didn't really end like we thought it would, but I mean, we got the underdog story.
Who won last year?
Jey Uso.
Who's? Oh, you mean the guy that went back to the tag team?
Not even a year later.
Yeah. This coming from the biggest Jey Uso fan.
I was gonna call you out, but you did it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I mean, they'd seen that they fumbled that so bad that they were like, yeah, we're gonna give you guys the tag titles. I'm sorry, we messed up. Here's a consolation prize, the tag titles.
Yeah, we're not trying shit out no more.
Right, they done messed up. You're muted.
What? This is kind of bad. Kind of going a little bit off subject. How do y'all feel? Like, do y'all think they really made the wrong move, or he just didn't prove himself?
They made the wrong move at the wrong time. Honestly, I think they missed their opportunity. Their window closed really quick, and then they tried to just shove him down our throats like they did Roman Reigns.
Ugh.
I thought they did the right move. They made the right move because he was over at that point. I just think the follow-up just wasn't there. The follow-up from that, from the writing team to Uso on the mic and his feuds, like I think it was just all in one category where it just didn't work. They pulled the trigger on it, which is why they've been hesitant since on other people. You know, that you noticed they kind of took a step back on some other people that were over like that. So I think that was a little bit of it. I think, you know, it's just after the fact, it just didn't hit like they thought it would hit. And, you know, and now he's back in the tag team.
With the titles. Always in there.
What up?
So, yeah, man, my bad. I didn't mean to go off subject like that, but it's just like it was on my mind.
No, that's good. But before we, you know, as we getting started, everybody watching right now, I want everybody in the comment section. We are talking about the Royal Rumble, talk about Saturday night's main event. I want predictions.
Man, don't be scared either.
Don't be scared, man. I want some predictions. And they don't got to be crazy. You don't got to give me Sol Ruka winning the Women's Royal Rumble. It ain't got to be crazy.
God.
But I want Royal Rumble predictions, and I want to talk about Saturday night's main event. That's what we're talking about today. I know Raw's on. You can give us live results on that too, if you want, because we got it behind us and, you know, we're trying to do both, but we're talking about it all. You can subscribe on our YouTube channel at WrestleHolics. We're live on Facebook. We're live on X right now. So send those comments in and let's talk some wrestling tonight, y'all.
X going to give it to you. Okay. So, you want to do a recap real quick, or do we want to talk about Royal Rumble? How we want to go about this?
Wait, who? Really? I'm not agreeing to that one.
No, you don't like that?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got to disagree with you. They are not risking it. And like, hey, Jay, why don't you go in and then you go outside the ring this year, buddy?
Not at all. Keep those thoughts rolling in, though. We will get to the Royal Rumble in a moment. But Saturday night main event, I want to briefly talk about that because my personal thoughts on the Saturday night main event that just happened, in my personal opinion, this might be crazy. Some people might think I'm wild. But I think that was the best Saturday night's main event they've done since they've brought it back. I thought it was that good. I thought the matches were great. Although Cody and Jacob Fox, who didn't happen, I still like the story that they created in that. That was still chaos. I thought it was good. My personal opinion, I thought that Saturday night main event was the best one.
Hey, right there's my front runner for winning the Royal Rumble.
Which one? Show it.
Logan Paul.
Yeah. Oh, Logan Paul?
Anyways, before we get to that. No. But I didn't watch much of it. I watched little clips and glimpses of it. I thought it was good, you know, for what it is. It was one of the better Saturday night main events, but I mean, it is what it is. It's a prime time special. You know, we get three matches, halfway decent. You know, production is okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, nothing's gonna beat the Saturday night main event where Seth Rollins got hurt. I mean, that one was pretty wild. I mean, the follow up to it was even more wild. Probably the second greatest shoot in all of wrestling.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat that one. I just thought for the actual show and the matches, and AJ Styles and Shinsuke was absolutely phenomenal. They're always going to go, though. That match is always going to be what that is, man. That's always going to be a five-star match. But that was one of my favorite matches of the night. I take it again, to be honest. But that was the last time, as, you know, it looks like we're going through a quiet farewell tour on AJ Styles.
Don't say it like that. Don't say it like that. Also, I don't want to believe it.
Are you all right? You all right, Drew?
No, I don't want to hear
crying?
Huh?
Are you crying?
Shut up. I don't see the tear. Is that allergies?
I know, right? Nah. Hey, you got some sawdust in your eyebrow?
No. Okay, y'all go acting like some jackasses right now.
I wasn't taking it that far. That was all him.
No.
Well, no. The rumors are that he's done at the Rumble, Drew.
So I'm trying to figure it out. Are they just meeting the Rumble, or is he going? Will he be able to make a TNA run?
I think exactly that. I think he is going to. This is going to be his last match in the WWE, and they're going to let him go back to TNA, and he's going to run it, and he's going to get the X Division title. He's going to get the TNA championship. Why not? They let John Cena do it.
He's done it. Like all that stuff is stuff he's done. Multiple times.
John Cena's won the world championship 16 other times. Why give him a 17?
No, I like to see another TNA run with him, man. That's WWE run is cool, like, but I think I just like to see him end it where it started. Well, WCW where it started, but now I want to see where he made it his home.
Where his AJ most, where he's most memorable at.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see him with the Bullet Club. I ain't gonna lie. I want to see AJ Styles come out with the Bullet Club at
the Rumble. I don't want to see him. To be like, that could just be me. Like, I love that I can look back and just remember all the great matches and great feuds that he had. And I love that to let it be that. Yeah. Like, I just don't. I like what TNA's doing right now with the new generation, bringing us new stars like Leon Slater. Leon Slater wants a match with AJ, X Division title. Okay. Manny's right.
Thank you. Even though we don't agree on Rey Mysterio, hey, thank you.
I don't want to see him in TNA. I'm cool. Like, nobody's gonna convince me otherwise. I am personally fine on seeing AJ back in TNA again.
I think for me it'll be a nostalgia. You know, give me one or two matches in TNA. Give me a Mike Santana AJ Styles match. Give me a Leon Slater match, and let's finish off.
Him and Slater with fire. That'd be fire.
Yeah.
Too bad Joe Hendry ain't there.
Didn't I say that last week where I just – all the nostalgia stuff that we used to love, we don't always need it. We don't always need to revisit it. Sometimes it just needs to remain nostalgia.
Yeah, but it's AJ Styles and TNA.
No, but we don't want another, like another Fast and Furious, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Just being honest.
Okay.
Like, how many times going here, all I have is family and all that other BS? No.
Yeah. And look, AJ Styles is one of the greatest wrestlers ever, to be honest. In the ring, he go with anyone. So, like, if I can still see him wrestle, I'm not going to complain. I'm just saying, me personally, I'm cool on him and TNA again. Like,
and also, I think I'm appreciative of some of these wrestlers who know when to retire now.
Yeah, 100%.
TNA needs a big star to get TNA Plus buys and more viewers on TV. What other free agent could do that? There isn't any more to sign. AJ is going back to TNA.
I mean, it makes sense.
They just moved to AMC.
Yeah, that's what he means. You know, bring AJ back. Get some of the old heads that watch TNA back in. But who's gonna watch the new product? You know, TNA is built more for the new generation. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. The way they target their demographic, it's more towards the new generation. You got the Iconics. You got the Elegance brand. I mean, even Tessa Blanchard, the way she's carrying herself. You got the Xia Brookside and Waylon. Well, however you say her name, you got those.
I can't girls. Tell you either, bro.
You got the new system. They just added Bear Bronson and Cedric Alexander. You know, all these new wrestlers, they're targeted more towards the newer demographics.
Having lost some talent to AEW, they've been saving that TV money they got, just waiting to AJ to sign.
Thanks.
They did re-sign Trey Miguel.
Seen that.
Yeah. AEW released him for some
issue. Is this the Raw update, Adam?
Yep.
Is that a Raw update?
Yep. They just did that. Because old Adam Pearce be body slamming Paul Heyman and Bron Breakker.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Keep those coming.
I guess. Never mind.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into it, y'all. Royal Rumble. That. Let's go ahead and get into it. Plus, I want to go back because I don't want to miss Adam's comment, his first prediction. Again, we're talking Royal Rumble. And is this your official prediction, Adam? Austin Theory? Interesting. Is that your official prediction?
Yeah. Huh? Hello?
Hold on.
I don't know about that one. So Royal Rumble. We'll start with the men's. Okay. Who do y'all got? Who's winning the men's Rumble? So
you know what? Me and Drew are always going first. So, DC, why don't you enlighten us? You go first. Tell us who you got.
Thank you, Manny. I'm glad you took initiative right there.
So, I seen somebody comment earlier that they, you know, how there should be a big star making a splash in front of the Saudi Arabia crowd. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say Chris Jericho. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
I'm about to start cussing.
I was trying to. You see Drew's face, Manny, when I was going to say Chris Jericho.
Uh-oh.
Say what the? I could have said that.
Chris, he gonna be in it though. I think.
Oh yeah, 100%.
In it. But my prediction changed when we got on and started talking about it. Manny said someone that hasn't. I just haven't been able to get it out of my mind, man. I can see it happening. So. Dominic Mysterio? Dominic? Alright. Who did that?
That's why I looked. I said, man, yo, alright, bro.
The rage bait is crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, at least I didn't say two numbers.
Wow. No, all seriousness, though, the Men's Royal Rumble, I think this is where we finally get LA Knight.
How are you just going to go from the greatest luchador of all time to LA Knight?
LA Knight. This is where we get LA Knight. He wins the Royal Rumble.
All right, Drew.
Oh, I see what you did there, Manny.
Dirty Dom, Grand Slam champ.
Okay.
Who you got, Drew?
I think people are going to really hate me when I say this one.
You going to say Matt Cardona?
No. All right, bro. Once again, next episode, we're going to do this in person with each other. We'll be able to fight. So just
rage.
Hey, I'm calling Braun right now.
But, call him. I'm picking Roman Reigns.
Ooh.
It's been a minute since he won something big. And what bigger than the Royal Rumble? Now that's not a prediction for the WrestleMania card, but that will catch a lot of people off guard.
Yeah.
Roman CM Punk.
Thank you.
Roman CM Punk?
I can see it.
I like it.
That's a scary prediction for me, but yeah, I don't know. I just got that feeling like he needs one of these top wins, man, to bring him back in the fold. Because since he's been back, we never really talked about him getting the title back. I mean, there's been attempts, but then it always goes back to him feuding with somebody.
Yeah.
So, Manny, the moment –
Okay, like, I got so many questions with what just happened. I don't even know where to begin. So, number one, why couldn't you just say his name?
What's the number point two, in that?
Number two, you couldn't get a picture with his shirt on? Like,
no, for real, though.
Like, you couldn't get a demon picture or something?
Like, he always wearing a jacket, bro. Come on.
It's the shock factor.
You had to get us the one Finn Balor nude photo in Google Images, bro?
No. Had to go with that one. But I picked Finn Balor. I need...
I'm sorry. This brought a great point, though.
My bad, y'all.
I'm done.
Go ahead, Manny, my bad.
Nah. You know what? Okay. There, is that better?
Yeah, I mean, he's not naked, so I mean.
No, I in all seriousness, I think I've been talking about it for a while. I need Finn to get that lick back. Give me him in the title run, get him away from the Judgment Day. Obviously, the Judgment Day doesn't need him because they're operating perfectly with Liv, Roxy, and Raquel, and Dirty Dom, who seems to be pulling every girl in WWE right now. So man, what do they need Finn and JD for? You know, give it Pimp Dom and the girls of Judgment Day, and give me Finn Balor on a singles run with the title.
I like that. He's long overdue. I'm tired of this. I've been tired of the Judgment Day, to be honest. Yeah. So, like, long overdue. So
I just don't get it, but keep on going, DC.
Finn Balor. We got, who'd you have, Drew? Roman Reigns.
I have Roman Reigns.
I'm sticking with LA Knight, bro. I got LA Knight. I think this is where we finally get that payoff. Him and CM Punk, maybe? I don't know. Drew low-key cooking with Roman, though.
Yeah.
Because I really thought Roman CM Punk right off the bat.
I mean,
I just feel like that's bringing Roman's story back in the fold of things. Like, it's just not Cody out here. It's about like, oh, no, we ain't forgot about Roman's story yet.
I like that. I ain't going to lie.
Well, you remember the last time the three of them were together, Roman looked at both of them and said,
coming for that.
That title looks nice.
They figure it out. And Cody don't got no more. Man, Drew cooked, bro.
Yep.
Drew just did it.
And then also, we haven't seen Roman with the world title before, so that's just another achievement, to be honest with y'all.
That's a fair assessment.
I like that. Of course, everybody watching right now, you can get your thoughts in. I'd love to hear who you have for the Royal Rumble. All right, women. I went first last time, so Manny, you go first on the women.
Jordynne Grace.
Winning the Rumble?
Yeah.
Why did I know Manny was going to say that, but I didn't believe it?
winning the Royal Rumble, Manny? You think Jordynne Grace is going to go from not winning anything on NXT to feuding with Jay to winning the Royal Rumble that quick?
That right there. What did you just say?
She's feuding with Jade?
Yep. So we're gonna get them feuding all the way to WrestleMania.
Okay, but hold on. Feuding for the title and main eventing WrestleMania are two different. That's a different level.
I think she's gonna win the Rumble.
Ah. I don't know about that.
Well, you and I already talked, so I already know who you're going to pick, unless you switch it up at the 11th hour, like you always do.
For the women?
Yeah.
No, go ahead, Drew.
This one is hard because it's so many people I would want to win it. What do you say, DC?
I ain't say nothing.
Go ahead. Make your prediction.
I don't know. Y'all might not like me for this one. I got Liv Morgan.
Two-time live?
Yeah, but then also, I'm not gonna lie.
Never won the Rumble, Manny.
Huh? Oh, never. My bad. My bad. Never. Never won the Rumble.
She never won the Rumble. Maybe this would be the year. Then also, I got like two other people, but I don't even know I should do this.
We're giving a top three now?
Yeah.
He always making up rules. He's the voice one.
That's right. My bad. That's my bad.
No, y'all got it.
I got to know the rules. Go.
Liv, I'm cool.
Who else did you have, though?
No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Who else did you have? Nah, I had Liv Morgan too. I said it earlier. I just think it's her time. Not winning the Rumble yet. She's clearly. I think that'll definitely be something else. At least I feel like I keep saying this though, but I feel like that's what's gonna break up the Judgment Day. I keep saying that though, but I feel like
that'd be her winning will break it up.
It would be the beginning of it because jealousy would boil over.
Yep.
Because jealousy boil over, especially after Raquel, who's been going after the title, doesn't get it, and then Liv wins the Rumble and, you know, has all those opportunities. I think that'd be a good way to kind of help ignite that a little bit and speed up the process.
I wanted to pick Raquel, but also I'm like, we don't know if she's going to win the title this weekend.
Yeah, I like what you did there too, DC.
What's that?
Because if Raquel loses and then Liv beats Stephanie at WrestleMania. Think about who Raquel brought in right before Liv got hurt.
Yep.
And you know how vindictive and how, you know, vile Liv is. You know?
Dude, that for them at least, this Royal Rumble will bring on a lot of storylines. Because say if Liv wins, Raquel wins the title that night. Okay, it's them two together. Roxanne wins. Roxanne wins. Raquel wins the title. Now Liv doesn't got nothing to go for. It's so many different storylines on what could happen.
And her and Roxanne got beat for the titles, the tag titles too.
But it's a lot of storylines though.
They already lost their opportunity though, so they ain't winning those.
No, so
it's time for Liv to move on. She wins the Royal Rumble this weekend. So I got LA Knight and I got Liv Morgan. Those are my two.
Drew
Cook with Roman, though. I don't know. It's weird to say that I slept on Roman because that's not somebody you should sleep on.
Right. I got Roman and I got Liv Morgan.
I forgot who I picked for the men.
This guy.
One's in the chat.
Who did I pick for the men?
Dominic
Mysterio, Dirty Dom.
Oh yeah, Dominic and I got Jordan Grace.
Finn Balor.
No, yeah, I picked Finn Balor. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you got Liv. Y'all got Liv, and I got Finn.
Yep. Judgment Day.
I'm gonna stick with Jordan Grace.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Dang. That's terrible. Dang. All right.
You know what? When I said. Heyman was gonna betray both Roman and CM Punk. Y'all thought I was crazy.
This is a little different.
Is it though?
Yeah. So very.
No one thought Seth was gonna join Paul Heyman.
I mean that was but it was a possibility.
No one was picking that.
No one's picking Jordan Grace.
Hey, if Jordan wins, call me the match messiah.
I'm not doing that.
I am dead serious right now, Kenny. I am dead serious. If Jordan Grace wins the Royal Rumble, you name it, I will do whatever on this live stream.
Hey, don't say that.
Hey.
Whatever.
I don't need you to do anything on the live stream. I just need you to be my assistant coach.
Oh, no. I can't coach, Manny. I will be your I'll be your assistant. If Jordan wins the Royal Rumble, I'll be your assistant coach.
Oh no, hold on. I mean my assistant, not assistant coach, my assistant.
Same thing.
No. I need you like if I need a water.
Same thing.
If I need you to run and get a new bat.
Okay. That's a bet. Bet. I will be your assistant on the team. I will be your trainer, special trainer.
Yep.
If Jordan Grace wins the Rumble.
Dang, the Vision just destroyed all the Mexicans.
Drew.
Man, this is kind of fucked up.
I'm not doing that shit.
Hey,
I'm going to throw a bat at him.
What?
You mean get you a belt, throw a bat at you?
I'm over here getting distracted. Austin Theory, Logan Paul, Bron Breakker beating up a bunch of Mexicans.
Well, Adam already
going back to the Vince McMahon days.
You giving people Adam's job?
What Adam? I was his assistant. What's he talking about?
The assistants do you need? Biggest staff ever.
He's just mad I ain't helping him, coach.
Hey, let's get back to wrestling.
Anyways, so I got Jordan, I got Finn, you got Roman and Liv. You got Liv and LA Knight. Now let's talk about the two matches that really don't matter.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Is Solo on there?
Oh, I should have picked him.
Oh, actually, that would have been a good pick.
That would be how it works for me, too, because I'm always super early on my predictions, and then I get away from it, and then that's when it happens, when I'm over it.
Yep.
Every time.
I don't see that.
I would love Solo to win the Rumble. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I can't see Solo winning it.
No?
No. Maybe a King in the Ring in the future. But...
Money in the Bank?
Yeah, that one too. Especially with the damn
I could see Solo winning a Money in the Bank more than I could have seen him win a Royal Rumble.
Yeah. I'm sticking with I like Solo, but I'm sticking with LA Knight on that.
Pull up that graphic so we can see the other two matches.
All right, I got you.
And sorry, one of those matches matter.
AJ Styles and Gunther.
I got Gunther.
I got Gunther.
Yep. What about
Drew McIntyre versus Sami Zayn?
Drew.
I'm going with AJ just because.
Hey, are they gonna have? Is this match gonna happen before the Rumble and Sami loses and then wins the Rumble?
I hope not.
I'd be pissed.
I want to see Sami win shit. I'm sorry.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I might unsubscribe from ESPN, bro.
I still haven't subscribed.
You haven't? Adam got. You think Sami's gonna beat Drew?
Huh?
No. Drew's winning.
Crazy.
What do you mean?
Oh, shit.
Adam said he has Sami winning. Absolutely.
Hey, Stephanie's beating up Raquel backstage right now.
Bet. All right, y'all. Was. Well, I'm ready to go watch Raw, y'all. So, lock in our predictions real quick one more time.
Okay.
I got Finn Balor, Jordan Grace, Drew McIntyre, and Gunther.
Man, you sticking with that Jordan Grace? I thought you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Drew. I'm staying with Roman Reigns, Liv Morgan. Wait. Yeah, that's it on mine. Then the champion, Drew and Sammy. I'm sticking with Drew on this one.
Yeah.
Well, damn, it is in Canada. No, something. Never mind.
It's in Saudi Arabia.
Sorry, different country.
Different
and I'm going with AJ.
Oh, we're going with AJ. I like it. So is Adam. Adam said he rocking with AJ too.
Fuck Drew. Wait, time out.
Wait, when did he say that? Oh, I see it.
Hey, report abuse on his comment.
Deal. Is he talking about Drew McIntyre or
oh yeah,
that's Drew.
Yeah, it could be that. I got Men's Royal Rumble. I got LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, so now you doing that? Okay, Manny, you was the first one. Talk about some yeah.
Yeah.
Women's Royal Rumble, I'm sticking with Liv Morgan. And then I got Drew beating Sammy, and I'm going with Gunther. Career-threatening match. Forced to retire from in-ring competition. That's the big stipulation.
Well, Gunther put his career on the line. AJ Styles.
So that's it, y'all.
Yep. Hey, I'll see y'all at the birthday party.
Hey, Hit that invite. Hey, real quick, though, before we get off, everybody watching right now, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got a lot of content coming out soon. There's a lot of people watching right now. So all of you, if all of you or even half of you subscribe to our YouTube channel, that'd be great. Just search WrestleHolics on YouTube. You'll be able to find us. We got some interviews on there already, including Manny's interview with Mick Foley, WWE Hall of Famer. A lot of good stuff on there. So please subscribe to our YouTube channel, WrestleHolics. We stream live and talk wrestling with you guys. We got 10 wrestling shows and get content. Drew behind the cam is as good as it gets, the best as it, best in the business. Follow him, Fuller Vision, like his Instagram right there. And man, keep following us and keep supporting. We appreciate y'all. We love talking wrestling. That's why we're WrestleHolics.
Yep. And
appreciate y'all. Just please subscribe to our YouTube.
All right, well, I ain't got nothing to say after that one, man. We appreciate y'all listening to the WrestleHolics podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
Hendrix.
And we get back with y'all.